Hey, Mr. Spence, can you hear me? Let's see if you can. A very good work to everyone with Dav Zayin and Aleph in the Gemara. We're coming. So, Dav Zayin and Aleph, we have one thesis left to do on the previous sugya, which hopefully you would have done by now. I'm going to try and sum up and read in gesture. And maybe the Machlokes, Rebbe Akiva, and Rebbe Shmuel is not so diverse that one says it is of the Mazik and one says it is of the Nizik. Rather, what? Everyone agrees it is of the Nizik. Machlokes is whether by Hegdish somebody damages Hegdish, whether you have to pay the Hegdish or not, that you don't need to pay for Hegdish. Why? Why shouldn't be it said you don't need to pay for Hegdish? Well, very good. And there's a tzad that you do. Why is it? What's the tzad that you do?
Really?
Also, right, yeah. That's right. We
But it's
shouldn't
not
have asked
enough
that.
that you pay for them.
We shouldn't have
That's
asked
what it takes
that.
it out of that
There's
rule.
no reason why not. And I don't know. It's come to say that you're chayiv even nezek shalom. You want to show your tzad chayiv nezek shalom. So maybe that's a machlokes. So the Gemara said, three tainus on that. Can't be. One was
Why did he start off with this argument saying, no matter how you pay them?
right, Leval Kosov. Okay, there was something focused on the Possum. Possum wasn't speaking about Hektish. Possum was speaking about something that the Mazik period was missing, getting damaged. Number two, my Kavachemel Hektish. That's the one that this thesis is doing. With. My Kavachemel Hektish. What is this Kavachemel for Hektish? What does that mean? So Rashi says the Pshat. So this is not difficult. That Kavachemel means certainly Hegdish we should be so machmir. But let's have a look. Are you being machmir or are you being meikar? If you're saying, if Rebbe Akiva is saying, I agree to Rebbe Shmuel that you only pay like the Iddis of the Nizik, that means if the Mazik's got Ziburis, how much do they pay from his very low quality? So you're being machmir, you're being meikar with Hegdish. What are you being? You're being meikar. So I can say Kavachim English. Totally, you should be mapping by English. Forget treating English. So Tov's got a big difficulty of it. Because it's true in one aspect, we're treating Hegdish as lenient as we would treat Chulin. If you damage Chulin, you have to pay Iddis. Iddis of what? The Nizik. Or the Hegdish. But what was Shimon Kiva coming to argue with? He had heard something from Rabbi Shmuel. What do you hear from Rabbi Shmuel? Hegdish is garnished. Hegdish doesn't pay anything. Right? So, hey, you don't pay anything. I'm not Rabbi Kiva saying, if already you're telling me for a Hegdish that you have to pay the Nizik, certainly for Hegdish should be the same. Certainly for Hegdish should be as much. So it is upping it. He's saying, you were saying Hegdish don't pay anything. I'm saying certainly Hegdish should be as good as Hedyot. And what's the deal of Hedyot? You pay Ziburis of the Nizek? No. Yeah. Pay Benis of the Nizek? No. Pay Idis of the Nizek? If so, certainly Hegdish should pay the Idis of the Nizek. That's Tesis Kasha. So let's see that inside. So Tesis. Here's our contrast. Yeah, you want to have this taste. Well, Mina Idis to Amar Kiva. Since the Idis that Rabbi Kiva is referring to is a Nizik Koi, is referring to the Nizik, Ula Kulo of Sin is coming to be Meikel. The Yoivni Mazik Mizipuris, the Mazik can give even from his lowest property. So, how can you say, my Kavachim in Hegdish? What's this Kavachim in Hegdish? If I can, Hegdish is egregious, is a lowering the bar, not raising the bar. That's Rashi.
This is the lower
You are lowering the bar regarding Hegdish. You were saying all you need to do is the Idis of the Nizik, right? The bar means the sitting
standard.
staff, right? You so you're treating it as lower quality.
But only for the value of the land of the mother.
Oh.
Can't be the Nizik any good. There are no cases anywhere that you pay for yourself.
Right, nachon. Okay, very good point. That's going to be tasted in kasha as well. Because of tasted the perusha, kasha perusha, the ein zeh gviusa. That's not lowering the standards. And a chumre, he's going to be machmir. Why? The bishmoel pointer legamri mazik as a hegdish. Rabbi Shmuel exempted totally, entirely the mazik from paying hegdish. He exempted them entirely. Rabbi Shmuel exempted entirely the mazik. Mazik is hegdish. Somebody who's mazik hegdish, Rabbi Shmuel exempted him. Rabbi Kiva mechay v'nezik shalei. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, he has to pay. So that's one thing where you see Rabbi Kiva is being more machmir. He's not being maker, he's being more machmir. He's saying, you're saying your part, I'm saying a chay. That's number one. Number two, like Rabbi Yaakov just said, even regarding metav, nami chashivasu, it's also a certain element of chashivas. The meshalim, the metav the nizik. He pays the metav of the nizak. He pays the metav of the nizak. Right? Not paying the ziburis of the nizak, he's paying the metav. So he is treating it with a certain level of chumre. I'm treating it as low. So he's got a right to say kama chayre.
But nobody has suggested anywhere that you have from the ziburus of the nizik.
Nachon, you're probably right. No one suggests anywhere ziburus of the nizik. And no one suggests anywhere the iddis of the mazik. Everyone's agreeing the iddis of the nizik. But the question was, could you say kama chayre on that? Because you're only saying the iddis of the nizik. Yes, I can. Because I'm not saying ziburus of the nizik. So I am treating it with the chumrah, the full, the highest level that you could possibly pay from the nizik stand. So it's a chumrah. This Rebbe Shmuel agrees to that. That's the process. Mater today, mater kamei shalom. Rebbe Kiva
saying that
passes the brain. Kiva certainly hegdish. If Rebbe Yechulin has to pay that amount from that property, certainly hegdish should have to pay. If Kulin has to pay Meitav, Shalan Nizek, we're going to be Shmoyer. If Kulin would pay Meitav of Nizek, certainly Hegdish should have to pay Meitav of Nizek. If Shmoyer held you, they don't pay Meitav, you don't pay anything. For Hegdish, why? Because it's a possible. Maybe Shmoyer, maybe keep his verdict in that. Meitav of Nizek. If Shmoyer held you, they don't pay. So what's the answer? What's the case, Bishara?
But that means that in the case of Mazik having two properties, they'll be paying the Zibur to the Shmuel.
Yeah, as well. Yeah, right. If you're like Rabbi Shmuel, and if Rabbi Kiva agrees to Rabbi Shmuel on that voice,
what's this argument of Tosfos of the Edis of the Nizik like going to one property?
If the Nizik has more than one property,
yeah.
Yes, it is paying as Ziburis. What land would you, and the Mazik also says it is Bein and Ziburis. Which land would the Mazik pay from?
Based on the Nizak's Ibis.
Based on the Nizak. Not based on the Ziburis of the Nizak. Right? Because we say, yes, you need Meitav. Just like by Kulin, you need Meitav. By Hegdish, you need Meitav. You're saying Hegdish, you don't pay at all. I'm saying you pay, and you don't just pay from anything. You have to pay for the best of the Nizak.
Why?
That's kind of a chayme. If you're fully, the pasuk speaking about achet, talking about you damage good. The pasuk talking about when you damage good, but talking damage your friend. But if already if you damage your friend, that's halacha. Certainly, if you damage hegdish, that would be halacha as well. Damage your friend. The halacha is you have to pay iddis.
Yeah.
Of the nizik. If you've got a possible telling me that you damage your friend, you pay from the idiots of the Nizik. Certainly, if you damage Hegdish, you have to pay from the idiots.
Why don't we say
Dayo
in this case?
قول البداية.
مش عارف انا الريبلاي ده بل هو از بي تراينج تو ليرن اوت فروم ذا ليزر ذا ليزر از اونلي من هاف تو باي فيتسي كل مره او اي بيرسون.
You're saying if a show hangs with damage, should be even the positive say no. The positive says show you that a show does pay, show you hangs pays as a shot. So you can't see that.
Okay, but then you look at the positive. You say that he, for a commoner, for non hangish, he has to pay.
If he's of the needed.
It is of the needed.
So you want to suggest maybe for Hegdish, if you damage if a town damaged, for Chatzin, they could have to pay from Idis of the Nizek. And for the other Chatzin, you wouldn't have a possible to tell me it's a say that die. That's a time of a die, okay.
Yep, I
don't know, because like it's in a half point later. We're taking the Kabbalah to say that by what the Torah said, you have to pay for Hegdish, you have to pay. It's just like you have to pay for Chodesh, you have to pay for Hegdish. So that's Tosis Kash on Rashi. So the Kash on Rashi is what's wrong with saying Kabbalah? Says Tosis. A new shot, what it means by my kabachim and the hekdesh. What does it mean? The hochi push. This is the pshat of my kabachim. The lein chiyuvo. Mazik behekdesh. Mazik is the pay. Hegdish, you have to pay. Now he wasn't saying, right? Because that was a possible refreshes. So I'm a crowd to Reb Shimon now. You learn that out from the Possek of Reb Shimon. The Possek says, Re'eyu, that tells me that you have to pay for Hegdish. Not just like, but even more than it. So when Reb Kiva was speaking to him, the word, not saying hello. What was he saying? The inyan meter corner. He was going on the point of meter, right? Says Tosis Baturi, the Mishmael, Kavachim in English, Rebkiva Reb Shmuel would have agreed. Reb Shmuel agrees. Yes, if there is a chiyur, I just hold there's no chiyur. But Reb Shmuel agrees if there would be a chiyur, then of course you have to pay it. Reb Shmuel agrees, because he loved Meshuv, if not for the fact that Potel Elegam, if not for the fact that he exempted him completely. Reb Shmuel holds that, of course, you. Okay, thank you. So you're coming to tell me there is a chiyuv b'kach el hegdesh. You have a chiyuv b'hegdesh. At that point, nobody disagrees. If there is a chiyuv, you're all paying later. But I'll chat into you. I got a chiyuv b'hegdesh. It's bullshit.
So he is a Greek revolutionary, and that's it, because of language.
So I'm arguing with Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel was saying paganism music, and I'm saying paganism is all the positive.
Okay, so to revert back to
there is a smaller argument that, in actual fact, Rabbi Shmuel also holds of Yiddish kalachim of English. He would also hold of it.
What?
Kalachim in English. Just only for what he holds. Remember, Kim and Rishon are arguing whether you pay from the Nizik or the Mazak. Come to Rishon, you pay into the Nizik. You come to Rabbi Kiva, you pay into the Mazak. Now, if does Rabbi Shimon hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh? Would Rabbi Shimon hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh? Maybe he does. Don't be right. Maybe he does. Well, he can also hold that by Hegdish you have to pay an Ezek Shalom.
Why would anyone?
As much as Bikiva holds that, it could be also Mishmol. We don't have a right, not. We don't have a right in the Sugar Mishmol, don't hold the Mishmol. No. For sure. Bikiva for sure, otherwise, it's Gamay Kalachim. For sure. Gamay Kalachim.
Have you established that Mishmol
says in Denver? Have you? It's not the first. There's no good one. Yes, the Hanok and Kedubo was like that. The original Sancho was like that. Imagine you see Rabbi Kiva holds on, it could be Rabbi Shmuel also holds like that. And if so, he would also agree Kalachim and Hegdish, but only on to his lower level, not on Mazda. Could be. We don't have a right now. Since we know one thing, that Rabbi Kiva holds clearly that he should be Manasseh. That we know, because he's saying Kalachim. So when he's saying Kalachim and Hegdish, he must be holding like if Shimon ben Asi, otherwise it would make the Kalachim.
So then the Kalachim could only would say, if Rabbi Shimon also would also say Kalachim, that would be if he would, and he holds that he holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Asi, then that's same Kalachim. You also hold that that he gave him the Giddes of Ramazan.
No, not Ramazan. No, because
okay, that's what he says.
They all told you go with the Nis. Can't make a kalachim of all of that. If every chuli, every head pays from the mazik of the nizik, idris of the nizik, idris of the nizik, so English should also be idris of the nizik. And that way there wouldn't be a, it's Rav Kiva holds that hedrick pays idris of the mazik, so kalachim and hedrick should also pay the idris of the mazik, right?
Okay.
Wait,
so
you
have to do
the. Yeah, more is.
We have a statement in Gemara that basically Rabbi Akiva served Rabbi Shimon ben Asi, Rabbi Shmuel served Rabbi Bon.
Yeah, it says that. Gemara suggested maybe that's what they're arguing about. Maybe that's what they're arguing about.
Yeah, Rabbi Bon said.
Gemara said they can't because three questions. Once you've got an answer to that, so it must be Rabbi Akiva, it is a mother. What's Rabbi Shmuel hold now? Lay down. Could be Rabbi Shmuel really hold also that you pay. Like Shimon ben Manasseh, right? Honey out. Could we suggest that? If Shmuel holds that you also have to pay for Hegdish, does he would say you pay the Hegdish of Idris
of the
Niza? And if Rabbi Kiva holds the Idris of the Mazik, we still have a bit of difficulty then. What should Rabbi Kiva saying, my Kavachoy of the Hegdish? Also, Rabbi Shmuel agrees to that. So it's best if we would say that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't agree, he would hold on to that there's no key for Hegdish. So he says, Hegdish and Hegdish, no clear whatsoever. To which Rabbi Kiva holds that Hegdish is it is of the Mazik, Hegdish, and Hegdish also it is of the Mazik. So it's just numbers you have to play around. So that's the end of the sugya.
What was that point
though
that
you could ask for
many thousands of? What's called for the Rabbi Ishmael?
He could make it if he would hold like every if he would hold like Shimon ben Manasseh, then he would hold like head joint. You pay it is of the nizik, but kavachem English also it is of the nizik.
That's it.
And also, we keep saying the head joint it is of the mazik, And Kalapayma, Egdesh, it is a Namazik. So you could have said. Okay, Vaitin the Gemara. Starting out the next part of the Gemara, next stage of the Gemara. Ramile Abaye Rove. Here we're now going into this Gemara from Ramile Abaye until to the Gemara with base is about paying to the two dots on Ahmed base. Is about paying with non-karka type of property.
You sure I haven't done it?
I have not done it?
No.
Okay, so that's okay. I'm going to give you Agdama. Say that.
Okay.
I'm going to give you Agdama and you can take it as you like. Right, so still now we've learned there's a dini to pay in. That's what we're going to make up. Made up is a apostle. Now there is a Gemara that says Yoshua, there's apostles, it says Yoshua. It tells us that it's
like an extra word, which is unnecessary.
So it says, if somebody opens up a bori and digs a bit and doesn't cover it, Bala bori shalim, kesev yoshim liv olav. So what does it mean by yoshim liv olav? Because just said, kesev yitin liv olav. What's this word yoshim? So the Gemara says that, so we're going to learn now, that even subin, you can even pay subin. Subin is very low quality kernels, right? So that seems to be a contradiction to the idea that you have to pay Meitav. Do you pay Meitav or do you pay Subin? What is it? It's a steer. How can we reconcile it? So now the Gemara is going to give a suggestion to say, we're going to start with one malach and the Gemara is going to end up with other malach. But the first half is going to say, it depends. Sometimes you can pay Meitav, sometimes Subin, depending on certain situations. Yeah, that's the Gemara that's going to give first a suggestion. I don't want to give away the story. The Gemara is going to give a suggestion. First of all, and then the Gemara is going to go, I'm telling you this for a reason because you shouldn't get too carried away. The Gemara is going to bring, Abai is going to say something in the name of Mao. Mao is Rabba. That was the person that brought up Abai. So Rabba Banachmini. So Rabba, he's going to, Abai is going to say that that's not what it means. He's going to come up with a new pshat. What Subin is coming to Mechadish to us, and in order to explain it, he gives basically a moshul. We don't normally have it so much. Elsewhere in Shas, we find a certain halacha, X, and I'm going to say something similar to X is going to be this case. It's not exactly the same case at all, something similar to it. So, what's the case of X? I do want to explain it to you about that because it's a little bit complicated, and Rashi gives two mahalachim here. So when you do it, you just remember there's one mahalach that goes all the way. You can look on the base. It's just showing you the outline, the blueprint of the sugya. Looking on the base, one mahalach of Rashi goes all the way halfway down the page to something called Lishna Akhina. Halfway down the page. You see Rashi? Mamish halfway down the page. It's like a little star, Lishna Akhina.
Yes.
Maybe you don't have a star. You know what, Yossi? Put one thing at the top of the page, one thing at the bottom of the page in Rashi, and join them up. It'll be one line behind where they meet.
Right. First one line is
Kiyukro de la Kamel.
What's the first word of the line?
Kiyukro de la Kamel. Excellent. Wonderful. Okay, Lishna Akhina. You see, that is now this point that Rashi is saying is now a new pshat in the sugya. Okay, so this is we're going to have one mahalach in the sugya and then a whole new mahalach in the sugya. Carrying on for quite a few Rashis there. Okay, so that's going to be an interesting limud for us. We're going to have two mahalachim of Rashi in the sugya. One mahalach and then, it doesn't like the second one, it doesn't matter. There's two mahalachim of Rashi in the sugya. But what is it? It's talking about a case of somebody who is going, he has property, and for some reason, even though he's got property, we're going to treat him as a quasi Chatzi Oni. He's not going to be an Oni entirely because he has property. He's not going to be an Oshe either, even though he's got property. We're going to treat him as a half an Oni. That's what we're going to do. And that's what the Gemara has discussed. Based on this halacha, which is going to come out, this Chatzi Oni, Rabbi borrowed, or Abai wants to borrow this pshat to explain what Subin is coming to tell us. Okay, so it's really a moshel, and then a nimsha, we're going to use it. So that is the blueprint. So remember, you go through Rashi until you get to the Shnachri in there, and then you basically start again. You read again the Gemara with the new Rashi. Again, start, go back, don't just carry on the Shnachri, go back to the beginning of the Gemara with Rashi a second time, a different pshat. All right, so then we'll leave it to you to welcome. Tuesday, Mitzvah, 9 o'clock. 9:30 then, okay.